Why we love a scoundrel. Lovable rogues are the scoundrels who appear in books, films, and TV series that we can't help liking. They're often wicked, cowardly, and dishonest, but sometimes there's just something about them that captures our hearts. Here are three famous lovable rogues.
Captain Jack Sparrow. Captain Jack Sparrow is a fictional character from the Pirates of the Caribbean films. He's shrewd and calculating and survives by using his wit and negotiation skills. If he's ever in danger, he'll flee, only fighting if absolutely necessary. However, even though he's a murderous pirate, his comical humour makes him lovable too. He even has a sense of morality. In one scene, he abandons his crew while they're being attacked by the Kraken, a terrible sea monster. However, he eventually feels duty-bound to return and help them.
Arthur Daly. Arthur Daly is a car salesman and entrepreneur from the British TV series Minder. Played by actor George Cole, Arthur has a garage full of garden gnomes, goldfish, and fake watches that he tries to sell to an unsuspecting public. As he says, "You make contact with your customer, understand their needs, then flog them something they could well do without." Some of his schemes include trying to sell one-legged chickens, they're easier to catch, and water-damaged umbrellas. In one episode, he says to Terry, his minder, "I swear on my sainted mother's grave," to which Terry replies, "I happen to know your mother is alive and well and living in Frinton." Arthur just shrugs and says, "Well, never mind that." Despite all his great ideas, Arthur usually ends up losing out, so we can't help feeling sympathy for him.
Harry Flashman. Writer George MacDonald Fraser created a series of books that follow the life of Harry Flashman, a Victorian soldier and adventurer. Flashman is a scoundrel, a liar, a cheat, a thief, and a coward. However, through a combination of luck, he usually ends up being hailed as a hero. In one story, he becomes a heroic defender of Piper's Fort after he's found clutching the flag, surrounded by enemy dead. However, in reality, Flashman arrived at the fort by accident, collapsed in terror during the attack, and had actually been trying to surrender the colours, not defend them. In another book, after the charge of the Light Brigade, he flees in panic from the fighting, but mistakenly gallops into an entire Russian regiment, adding to his heroic image. What most people find fascinating about Flashman is the way he uses his wit, quick thinking, and callousness to get out of the stickiest of situations.
Who's your favourite lovable rogue?